Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. About a little over 2 years ago, Congress passed and President Obama signed into law the Patients Protection and Affordable Care Act. That's what they called it. But it has become, because they didn't come up with a good acronym for it or a good nickname for it, they basically allowed the world, the marketplace, so to speak, to name it, and which was a mistake on their part, I think. I think it was a mistake because it became known as Obamacare. And for a long time, Obamacare, the term Obamacare was kind of thought of as a pejorative by people who didn't like Obama, the bill, who didn't like the law. But now, because they didn't give create their own nickname that was more favorable to them, probably, they let other people do it. They allowed other people to control their brand. We've talked about this before. This is a good lesson. If you don't control your brand, others will. And so the Patients Protection and Affordable Care Act has become known as Obamacare, even the Obama administration uses that term, Obamacare. But it was passed by Congress, signed by the president. It was considered at the time the signature accomplishment of the president's first term. It was hailed as comprehensive health care reform that would not increase the deficit, but it would solve rising insurance costs for small businesses, for example. Well, here we are 2 years later, and there's evidence that refute both of those claims, the deficit issue and the lowering insurance costs. The first piece of evidence comes from the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, and they say that the initial price tag for Obamacare was going to be $940 billion over 10 years, which they had built in ways of raising the money for that, right, which we're going to talk about in a minute. So they were going to pay for that $940 billion out of some of the things that they were doing to change some things and to fund that and promise that it would not go over that or bust or become a deficit, right? Well, the CBO is estimating now, 2 years later, that the actual cost over 10 years is going to almost double the original estimate. It's going to be $1.76 trillion. Over 10 years, not 940. That's very close to doubling what the original estimate was. So there's so much for the deficit issue that they promised. Number two, instead of lowering insurance costs, small businesses that we were promised, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office expects costs that same group expect costs for small businesses who buy and individuals who buy direct insurance expects it to rise faster under Obamacare than if Obamacare had never happened. And then also, according to the Galen Institute, you know, that's Grace Marie Turner's group, Obamacare's early mandates, the things that are being imposed on us right now, are contributing to employer costs rising three times faster for insurance, health insurance, than last year. Than they did before. So the increase in insurance, or the decrease, I should say, of insurance costs for small businesses is not coming to pass. And Obamacare hasn't even started yet. It's already having a negative impact, and it hasn't even really fully been implemented yet. Number three, there are at least two parts of Obamacare that are causing small businesses to restrict growth plans and rethink compensation models and employment structures in anticipation of the Obamacare provisions. The first one is The employer mandate, you've heard about the employee, you know about the employee, the individual mandate. Well, there's another mandate called the employer mandate, requires small businesses who have 50 or more employees to provide government-approved, I'm putting quotes around that, government-approved health insurance, or face a $2,000 fine per employee for all employees over 30. So now remember, now I talked about how companies are deciding how to bring on new employees. Well, this mandate does not apply to part-time people. So expect some companies to quit hiring full-time people and hire more part-time people in order to get around this. This is a negative for employment growth in America. And then the B part of this, Obamacare does include tax credits. They did allow for tax credits with employers who have fewer than 50 employees. But as your numbers go up towards 50, and as your average compensation per employee increases, the credits decrease. So the more you compensate your employees, and the more you grow your business, the less you get help from the tax credits. So I think that's going to create, I know that it's causing companies to make hiring and compensation decisions based on that law. And I think that's a bad thing. These provisions seem to be, in my opinion, at cross purposes with much needed jobs and income growth. It also, the individual mandate that the Supreme Court is considering right now, even if they strike that down, the employer mandate will still be in force. Number four, this is our poll. We wanted to know what you thought about Obamacare, so we ask you this question. Where do you stand on Obamacare? On the second anniversary of Obamacare, where do you stand? 12% of our respondents to our survey said, I like it and I think it would be good for America. 12%. Those who were undecided came in at 10%. But the rest, 78% of our survey respondents said, I don't like it and I think it should be repealed. So that's pretty close to what the national polls are showing. So Obamacare is not popular among Americans, it's not popular among small business owners, and I believe it's contributing to economic uncertainty that smaller business owners are feeling right now. And so those are some ideas, some of my thoughts on Obamacare. What do you think about it? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.